At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP, old school, trying to figure out the controllables, what you can control. I think, you know, start on the defense. I think the biggest thing is they're too good of a defense. And so this is where, you know, I'll stake my flag. It's not a talent thing. I think they're talented enough. I think they, you know, good enough scheme. They got good coaches. Tony White is excellent. It's always so we just got to address the little things that led to big things. So that's knowing the intricacies of the game plan beyond what you're doing, so that when you have anything that looks different, you have it handled. And it's a different way you have to watch tape. You have to really look at concepts. Concepts are, they either try to out-leverage you by, like, okay, so remember what was it, Hugh Freeze and all those guys, where they would do all those motions, next thing you know, they got like eight guys over there, and you only got three defenders, and you got all your other one over here, and they just running up and down the sideline. That's not going to happen anymore, right? Just because they were doing it with substitution, now they allow you to sub on defense. So they out-leverage you either by misalignment, or they attack somebody that maybe have bad fundamentals or technique, or just they know they're in an odd position that they're not used to playing in. So you have to look at where they got it conceptually that made you guys weak, to make you look like you were soft. That's number one. Number two, then obviously down in the red zone, because that's the closest place that they're going to score. I can almost guarantee you that Purdue's going to try to run some sort of concept that Illinois ran. Because it's not only a copycat league, coaches are going to see, and I call it checking your temperature, whether you addressed it. And then offensively, you just got to get more efficient and obviously ball security, but then also, you know, we got to make some more 50-50 balls and then just be a little bit more effective earlier in the game in the run game. And, you know, look, at going into halftime, we had almost double, going towards triple their plays. Going into halftime up seven, when you're not playing up to your capabilities, is like literally a Christmas present. Now, you knew that you were going to get their best effort in the second half because they were going to try to slow down the game. So that falls on the defense. Well, then the defense gave up some runs, because there's a couple times, like one run, I think, to the defense's left where, you know, you're getting caved down against a tight end and you got to fight some pressure. You can't, you know, be a pinball and, you know, or like a pin in bowling, you can't knock down three other guys. And so then therefore they get the short corner. So you got to really, you know, address those things. And then after that, they'll be, you know, on their way.
I'm trying to figure out, in watching defensively, and we'll get to offense because there's tons to talk about. But on defense, I kept wondering what they saw.
Sometimes when you get tight, and you're not used to being on your heels, then sometimes you can see some things that actually aren't there. I've been there. I've done it. So I'm not going to get on here like some people and act like I never got my butt kicked or played like crap. I've done it plenty. Obviously, if I did a lot, I wouldn't have played that long. But I've been there. You can see some things that actually aren't there. You can almost...
Well, we call it chasing ghosts. You're out there sometimes in your head. You're chasing a thing that could happen rather than what's actually
happening. Actually overthinking it.
Yeah.
You're actually trying to stop every single play except for the one that you see. That's it. That's the simplest thing I can think of. It's the mindset, I'm going to stop every single play. I'm going to stop lead, counter, inside zone, outside zone, toss, you know, split zone with the tight end in the ball ain't snap.
But isn't that the real sign of an intelligent defense is that your calmness is based on the fact that if something happens, you have an answer for that.
In theory.
Right?
In theory.
I'm on the edge and we're under duress in the red zone.
Yeah.
So I also know, one, what my greatest outside leverage threat is, who's coming from the outside, who's coming from the inside, is there a hat coming the other way, and then quite frankly, down a distance and what our responsibilities are.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the basis of your doing. But I will tell you this, I'll never forget one of the best press conferences I've ever seen from my man Nicky Saban was when he talked about Georgia Southern. And they had all first-round dudes on defense, and they couldn't stop anything. It happens. You play a bad game. We just didn't play good. We didn't play good, period. We played like booty and almost still won the game. So you could look at it like, well, dang, that's how actually good they are, but then that's why you're disappointed. And that's fine. Now, I also would ask fans this way, and this is not being a homer, if before the season started and after four games, you're 3-1, I guarantee you a high percent, close to 90-some percent would be okay with being 3-1. They'd be just fine with it.
Now, a lot of people picked 3-1. So yeah,
people would have been 3-1. And probably what they thought the loss was going to be to Colorado. Well, you just lost to Illinois. And that's just recent history.
I think it's just different from what this team grew conditioned to expect last year, right? Defense was there, saving the day, making a play. Tony White didn't just forget how to coach, right? I think Illinois' offensive coordinator did a really good job. I don't think Tony White forgot how to coach. I don't think these guys forgot how to play football necessarily. But that's why it was so weird, because this is the first time I can remember in the 16th game of Matt Rhule and Tony White, that this defense really played on its heels. Out-talented against Michigan, on its heels at times.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Before, but never like this.
Well, Maryland last year
made me
feel that
game.
Kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit. Maryland wasn't that bad. Michigan,
but these guys butt naked open.
Yeah, but
three touchdowns Michigan for Illinois. We haven't seen that from this defense.
That's what happens when you're on your heels. And this was just like the Michigan game. You can talk about talent. I mean, that's fine. You on your heels. It doesn't look, if you go play like that, it doesn't matter who you play.
Yeah,
like. Let's not. A lot of people say trust the process, get into it, do what you need to do, play a faceless opponent, and then all of a sudden now you're like, well, it's okay since you played against Michigan. It's never okay to play against that like that and have, you know, and they'll tell you that. So, you know, 2 out of 16 times, and sometimes you need a wake up call, and sometimes you just isn't your night. And you got your butt kicked. And the hardest part, sometimes, listen, when we played San Francisco or something like, or when I was in Houston, we, you know, well, we played New England close, but times that we lost to teams that were like the Colts when they're really running, they were just a better, we just got beat where they're a better team than us. So we got our butt kicked. The hardest part right here on this one is part of your butt kicking was self-inflicted. That's the hardest part to live with for me if I was a player, that I punched myself in the face. I'd rather get knocked out by Mike Tyson doing everything I can, and he's the greatest of all time or one of the greatest of all time, versus I come in there and I forget to put my hands up and Mike Tyson is there and he's bringing that uppercut from the equator of the earth and I get knocked out like Glass Joe and Mike Tyson's knockout. That's the hardest thing for it, because I didn't give myself a chance.
I heard somebody talking about, they said it was just, they'd seen the horror movie where you see this scary person happen or the scary situation is about to happen. And then there's two people and one is always going to trip and fall. And you see it happening, and you go, they're going to trip and fall. And then they trip and fall, and you go, man!
Yeah.
When do we figure out how to not trip and fall?
Yeah, but I mean, that's true. But at what point in time, like I said, are you going to deal with me right now? Deal with me right now. I don't care about anybody before. Now, granted, it's been in the program, and there's some guys that have the whole, but deal with me right now. Because he can't fix what happened with Mike Riley. Heck, we can't fix what happened with Bill Callahan, right? And them Tennessee Titans got ran through by my man Willis. And hopefully we get to that. Listen, the revenge is
Malik.
So I think it's just, look, man, at the end of the day, like, we have to accept it. Just come to terms, Husker fans, and we'll get to the text line after.
I got over it yesterday morning.
I ain't over it.
But I'll ask you, here's another one for you. So before Friday, we were asked what people thought the season's record was going to be, and there was a number in people's heads.
Sure.
Is that what is that number today? Is that the same number you had?
Like, why? I mean,
well, that, but that's,
I mean,
my
if
point.
I can tell you, that's if you like, if you like when Nebraska loses, you ain't a fan. If you jumping off the ship right now, you ain't supporting. You better win 1-0 this week. Don't think about what the end of the record is, okay? If you're a player, don't think about, oh, well, we got Rutgers coming. Oh, no, Your hardest thing coming right now is getting on that plane and going to BFE Lafayette. To go to Lafayette. That's horrible. You're playing 11 o'clock, probably going to be, like, windy and cold. You better be cranked. I'm telling you, you better get off that bus with your butt so puckered up tight and pissed off that the game's over at halftime. And then then they have to pay for what you didn't do the week before. And then when you get home Saturday night, that means you ain't even happy with that, because I'm still pissed off about Illinois. So then I'm already on the Rutgers. As a matter of fact, I only want to watch that after I kick Purdue's butt. So I want some of Rutgers, because Rutgers is the closest thing to Illinois, and I can right the wrong. But you're not going to get to that point if you up there, you know, worrying about, you know, all this other stuff. I mean, it's a hard loss. I don't think it really changes anything. It sucks because you punch yourself in the face.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, you tripped and fell. Look, we get it. Unfortunately, people saw it. Like, normally you walk down the street, you just trip. It's just you.
Listen, there's only been one boxer. People saw you. There's only been one boxer, and I love watching boxing. This is a great thing growing up at the time we did. You could watch Hall of Fame boxers on Saturdays. There's only one boxer I've ever seen hit himself in the head and still be one of the greatest of all time, and that's Marvin Hagler. He would punch himself in the face before every round. But he's one of the greatest of all time. But when he trained up there in Cape Cod in the snow, he wore a hat that said war. So he had a different mindset. So maybe we take some of that mindset as fall's coming. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We got tons of texts. We appreciate you guys texting in. You should be like this all the time, but we know people want answers after a Husker loss. It might take two segments here, because I got my man Rosebud from Elmwood. I like Rosebud. Rosebud from Elmwood. You know, Rosebud is a special name from one of my favorite movies. Know what it is, Austin?
Not off the top of my head, but let me break to think about it.
American Pimp. I'll give you a chance to Google it. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Marino has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.